Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 4.96, down 8.25 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4.13.5, down 2.75 on the open. September, 4.24, down 5.5. December, 4.42, down 4.25. March, 4.56, down 5 on the open. July corn opened at 2.48.75, down 4 on the open. September, 2.59.75, down 4.25. December, 2.72.25, down 5. March, 2.83.5, down 3.5. Next July, the red line, 2.94.75, down 3.75 on the open. July oats opened at 1.94, down 4.25 on the open. July soybeans opened at 5.83, down 4 on the open. August, 5.90, down 3.75. September, 5.95, down 4. November, 6.05.5, down 5.25. January, 6.15, down 3.5. March, 2007, 618, down 7.5 on the open. July soybean meal open at 172.70, down 70 on the open. August, 173.80, down 120. July soybean oil open at 24.68, down 35 on the open. August, 24.88, down 33. At the Merck, May feeders open at 103.05, unchanged on the open. August, 106.45, up 17.5. September, 106.02.5, up 7.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 77.37.5, up 15 on the open. August, 78.80, up 22.5. June lean hogs open at 68.55, up 40 on the open. July, 68.05, up 42.5. August, 66.45, up 20. October, 57.50, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
This is our spring AM 580 fund drive, and we thank those agricultural supporters who have already contributed. Thus far, we've received more than $33,000 in support of our radio service, and that is a great start. And now we're asking our agricultural listeners to help keep program quality high. Listener contributions are the largest and most important source of funding for here at AM 580. And by giving a gift of $40 or $100 today, you can keep programs like the Opening Market Report on the air, serving your agricultural needs. Do your part by calling us with your $40 or $100 gift right now at 217-244-9455. Or give online at our secure website, willpledge.org. And when you make your gift, some of our agricultural business partners will add to its value. News Director Tom Rogers has all the details.
Well, that's right, Dave. We talk a lot about the value of compounding in the business world and here on AM 580 as well. And a couple of our underwriters, Farm Credit Services and AgriGold Hybrids, understand AM 580's value if you're an agricultural listener. They've teamed together to encourage you to join them in supporting the ag service on AM 580. Each of those two groups, AgriGold and Farm Credit Services, will each add $5 for every pledge. So every pledge that comes in, they generate an additional $10 for every pledge at the basic membership level or more, up to 100 pledges. So they could contribute up to $1,000. But it means you need to make that call to 217-244-9455 to help make that possible. Join AgriGold and Farm Credit Services in supporting AM 580's Ag Program. Or if you're listening online, and we know a lot of you are, go to our secure pledge site, willpledge.org. Do it now.
Let's go ahead and bring our analyst into the mix. He is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What do people over your way in the Bloomington Normal area have to say about AM 580 agriculture?
Well, they really enjoy the programming quite well. Just very different views in the ag market, the different analysts and so forth. You got a good variety there. They like hearing different opinions. They feel you've got a good mix, technical, fundamental, and so forth. And also, too, they really like the convenience of your website. As guys get busy and so forth, they get in the area where they can't pick up the commentary. They can go to the web and listen in on it. But I've heard just a lot of positive comments and what you folks have been doing there, especially when all these stations are trying to axe the ag program, per se. And they really appreciate you all putting the effort towards what you're doing there, Dave.
Every dollar makes a difference in the quality of what you hear on AM 580 Agriculture. Please help us keep up the momentum right now with your phone call and your pledge of $40 or $100 at 217-244-9455. Pull over from that soybean planter and go ahead and make a phone call. Before we look at the markets today, I want to spend a moment or two with you, Kurt, on email I received this morning. This is a follow-up on this past Saturday's Commodity Week. And the question is on the topic of ethanol and DDGs. And the writer asks, how much corn is ethanol taking out of the market when a certain amount of DDGs are coming back into the feed rations for cattle, hogs, and chickens? And he says, for every bushel of corn an ethanol plant uses, he would like to know how many numbers of DDGs are produced. And he says he understands that that could differ from plant to plant from some degree, but he would appreciate a ballpark figure if we have one. What say you?
Well, that's a good question for an ethanol guy who works with that on a daily basis. About the only numbers I can pass on to you from the ethanol point of view is ethanol coming out of a bushel of corn's getting more efficient. Before, you used to figure about 2.5 gallons of ethanol out of a bushel. Now we're up about 2.8. As far as the byproduct, you're out of my league there. And that's the big debate, though. As we go on into this new era as using food for energy, we're using it twice, and it's only going to be counted once. It's going to be counted as ethanol, and on the competitive side of it, it's going to dig into these meal demand and so forth. And what's going to happen is we're going to see a situation. I think the feedlots are going to become back into the eastern part of the growing region. We've lost a lot of feeders here over the last 20 years, and I see a situation down the road in here where feedlots are going to be back here in the eastern belt, and feed's going to be pretty cheap as we go down the road.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers, where December corn now is at 276 and a quarter, down one. Are you looking for corn to fill that gap left over from the report off of May 11, May 12?
Well, we're down in there. If you look at the high there, 71 and a quarter in that day trade, and today's low at 72 and a quarter, were pretty close. But probably what's more important than anything is the guys I'm working with, who's got a lot of money, who's got a lot of connections, are starting to follow this 20-day moving average. And this 20-day moving average just comes in below today's low along with that gap area. So it sort of suggests maybe near this 270, 272 area, we could find some support in this corn market for a little bit. Market is a little bit oversold, but rally is going to be limited due to the fact that outside markets have cooled down, such as your metals and your energies. And we view any type of pullback into this 280 area probably going to provide fairly good resistance here for a while.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, he is in Normal, Illinois. Tom, it seems as though not a month goes by when we receive word of another radio station around the country reducing or limiting agricultural services.
Well, that's right, but we're here to serve the listener. That's the important part here at AM 580. We've added agricultural programming, especially a lot of our online elements, our radio on demand, where you can hear some of the ag shows that have come up recently and on a daily basis. Our weekly e-letter from the Ag Department, Dave Dickey and Todd Gleason put that together to give you the facts you need to make your marketing decisions and make some smart decisions. If that's valuable to you, give us a call, 217-244-9455, and keep that dependable source of agricultural information going. Make a pledge of $100 and join the friends at WILL. We'd like to hear from at least three of you before the 10 o'clock hour so we can keep our momentum going, as Dave has mentioned before. We've raised more than $34,000 in our campaign to date over the last 3 days. We'd like to hear your pledge of support as well, 217-244-9455 or at willpledge.org.
And don't forget, your pledge is being stretched by AgriGold Hybrids and Farm Credit Services. They'll each add $5 to your $100 gift right now. And to show your appreciation, we'll send you our new AM 580 Ag baseball hat. It's hot off the press with our new AM 580 agricultural logo. You'll be the first on your tractor to sport it, and we'll give you a membership benefit card good for 2-for-1 discounts at restaurants across Illinois. Go to your phone right now and support AM 580 agriculture with your $100 gift. The number, 217-244-9455, Tom.
That's right. Those gifts make it possible for us to keep up to date and keep you up to date and informed so you can make those marketing decisions that you do every day in the ag market. We'd like to thank some of our listeners who have called in and pledged their support. Jason Angus in Cooksville, Illinois, thanks for joining us today. And David and Evelyn Darr down in Fairmount. They value the ag programming. And join them and pledge your support to AM 580. And let us know that you value that ag programming as well. 217-244-9455. Still have a couple of phones available. Or go to our secure web page, willpledge.org.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at willag.org. It's 10:01 Central Time.